A new Saturday morning feature for you on WTOP. This morning, commentator Colbert I. King discusses a culture of corruption in Washington.
This week got started with news that 90 D.C. government employees have been suspended from their jobs because of an alleged scheme to collect unemployment benefits while still holding their jobs. It ends this week with my column in the Washington Post, which I call for a closer look at the role played by D.C. Councilmember Jim Graham in connection with the award of a controversial D.C. lottery contract. Already in this young year, a recently resigned council member, Harry Thomas Jr., has become a convicted felon and soon will be off to prison for stealing public funds. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia is conducting two investigations into possible criminal activity by another council member and others involved in the mayor's election campaign. We've heard stories about D.C. cops being arrested for criminal activity. What's going on here? The unpleasant truth. The District of Columbia has been captured by a culture of corruption. It didn't start this year. Go back to the Marion Barra era of the 1980s, the petty graft, the embezzlement by some in his administration, Barry's own cocaine addiction and arrest. There's rot in this city. Uprooting it, cleaning it out, will take years. Recognizing the situation for what it is a start. Now comes the hard part. This is Colbert I. King.
Colby King is part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. You will hear him every Saturday morning at this time on WTOP.